Up next is Captain of Squad Zero. Ha! I got it right!
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim tree. A sweep as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottommost rug. Though I spend me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all white world there no happier bloke. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chewy. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. I choose my bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flume. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars as the chimney sweep whirled, where there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things half in shadow and halfway in light. On the rooftops of London, God, what a sight. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company. Nowhere is there more happier crew than them what sing chim chim cheree, chim cheroo. Chim chimney, chim chim cheree, chim cheroo.
Captain of Squad Zero, or as Jeffers sometimes Captain of Zero Squad.
No, it's not Captain of Zero Squad. It's Captain's... Wait, what was it?
Yeah, now he still can't get it. I just said it, and he still can't get it.
No, Captain's... I don't remember what I screwed it up, Ed. Never mind. Go.
Captain Squad of Zero.
That, wait. Yeah, that. That's exactly what it was. Never mind.
Another thing that will never be lived down on the show. So, Captain of Squad Zero. I thought you had some nice energy in this, and I thought that you had, like, I thought you captured the kind of playfulness of the character very nicely. I would have liked a little more in, like, the slower part to be a little bit more mysterious about what you were talking about. Like, the rooftops of London. Ooh, so mysterious. Ooh, kind of thing. But overall, I enjoyed it. It entertained me, and it kept me engaged, which is always a good thing. I thought you captured the character nice. Jeffers?
Yes, I agree. This was very entertaining to listen to, and I don't know. It was just, it's one of my favorite songs tonight, and, like, I don't know, it was just very amusing and fun to listen to, and I thought it was so funny that, like, his normal British accent worked wonders in this song. I forget that he's very British.
I do too.
For it to get very nitpicky, I think he sounded a little too formal British. I think he might maybe could have used a little bit more Cockney accent British.
A bit more Cockney, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
But that's getting extremely nitpicky, and... And, like, yeah. I thought your accent worked very well on this song, and it was just fun to listen to, and your energy was good, performance was good, except for that slower part. I completely agree with Ambi. And, where did you find this backtrack, Captain? Like, I've been looking for a backtrack to the song for, like, ages, and, like...
It's on the Mary Poppins CD.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Where is it for free? Like, everyone's been looking for this song.
I think I can find it.
I feel like someone else did this last season. Even Holly did this last season.
Blackjack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Blackjack? Okay.
But, like, it was a vocal cut, and, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, he found a good backtrack. Good job. But, yeah, I like this overall, Captain. It was good to listen. It was fun to listen to. Zell?
Yeah, I pretty much had the same thing. This was nicely done. The vocals were pretty clean for this one. Nice. And I had to agree with the slower part, too. But, yeah, I have pretty much the same as all you guys.
Okay.
Oh, that was nice and quick. All right, two more, we're done.
Yep. And so up next is, gotta pull up my list that I minimized. Let's see.
Read to me.
Fine, Zell. Fine.
Well, I know who the last two are because I knew who the last two people to turn in were, so I know these last two.
Fine. So, whatever.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know without a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again will I go sailing. Beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again will I go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye sailing.
Read to me with Beyond the Sea. That kind of rhymed, kind of, not really. I don't know. I'm getting to that loop.
Kinda.
I'm getting to that loopy time at night, and I'm just practicing for Lone Star, if you guys don't mind. my twang. I thought this was a good song choice read, and I also thought this was a very smart song choice, too, because I know in Perform It and other competitions, you tend to be, like, stereotyped as a character guy and voice guy, and I think with a song like Beyond the Sea, it's a very nice way to break away from that, because it's not one where you can really pull a voice and get away with it. Let's see. I thought this was nice and bouncy, and I thought you had good energy, and I generally liked your performance. Let's see. I had some, like, quirks with your quality, though. Like, mixing wise, the vocals sounded like room echoey, or it didn't sound like the usual reed quality. Did you guys pick that up?
Yeah, it sounded like a little distant from the mic.
Yeah.
Like he was standing further from the mic than he usually is, so it was getting a little extra echo on it.
Yeah. And your backtrack sounded kind of like not the greatest quality. But that being said, I like the backtrack, though, because it, like, stopped early. Like, you know, where the song just goes,
la 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 la.
Like, it stopped early, and that's, like, good thing, because, like, unless you really are...
It's like, yes!
Yeah. Unless you're really creative and good at improv, like... that's not easy to pull off. So I thought that was a smart thing, apart from the overall not the greatest quality, but I like this overall read. Zell?
I pretty have the same notes. The only that's different is, oh my, this song is starting to pop up more than usual. Yeah, I enjoy just listening to this. And I like that you had this one fading away line near the end, at the end, that's like, oh, that's nice. So yeah. Ambi?
Yeah. I find it strange because, like, you sent us one file and then you sent us another and was like, no, the volume was messed up. This is the real file. If this is the volume being not messed up, what was the volume like on that first file? Because I thought that you were, like, the music was definitely way louder than you. All over the place. I thought the music was overpowering you, which makes me wonder, like, did you lower the volume so that it was less overpowering, or did you up the volume more? Because I don't know. I know I'm reading the right one because it says correct on the file name.
Did I open the right one? I didn't hear any big problems. I don't even know which
one. In the beginning, the file says read round one, and it's like big, the word correct on it.
No, but I know what he's talking about. It's like, he sounds a lot softer.
Yeah, and it might be that distance thing going on with it for me, especially, like, in the beginning. Like, it got better as it went along. Monty Python reference. But in the beginning, like, when it first came in, it really was overpowering you. I like that it kept me engaged the entire time. Like, it's not a very interesting song, I feel like, but you totally kept me engaged. It was like, yeah, I'm listening to Reed, and Reed is totally giving it. It was very jazzy and smooth, and I thought you played a lot with it, and it kind of, you know, had a nice feel to, like, it flowed with the music very nicely. It had a nice pep to it at times.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Okie dokie, and I think that...
Is Abby still a newt?
Sorry, what?
Oh, I'm not a newt.
So, Embi was a newt?
I call Betta.
What? Okay.
I'll explain it to you later, Jeffers.
All right. So, with Read to Me done, that takes us to our last song for tonight. And the last potential person for the fast pass, the three fast passes tonight. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Yes. So, last up tonight is Faded Phantom.
No, she's a
fan. Faded.
AM, the usual morning lineup. Start on the chores and sweep till the floor's all clean. Polish and wax, do laundry and mop and shine up. Sweep again, and by then it's like 7:15. And so I'll read a book, or maybe two or three. I'll add a few new paintings to my gallery. I'll play guitar and knit and cook and basically just wonder when will my life. Lunch, it's puzzles and darts and baking. Paper mache, a bit of ballet and chess. Pottery and ventriloquy candle making. Then I'll stretch, maybe sketch, take a climb, sew a dress. And I'll reread the books if I have time to spare. I'll paint the wall some more, I'm sure there's room somewhere.
like they do on my birthday each year. What is it like out there where they glow? Now that I'm older, Mother might just let me go.
All right, Faded Phantom Wind with When Will My Life Begin from Tangled.
Oh, I'm so excited. I know she's been waiting to sing this song.
I know, and like,
finally,
we heard it. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't remember. I think she had the same thing with Enchanted, and she still did really well with that one, too. And she did this thing here. Because I really enjoyed this. I mean, she was, like, super adorable in this song. Super, super adorable. I noticed, like, either the higher part, just the head voice parts, could have been transitioned a little smooth, like, cleaner. Or, no, that's clean. It's bad. And sometimes you had little few pitch problems. Rather than that, I really have. Andy?
Oh, I you kept breaking up on me, so I couldn't understand what you
just heard.
Saying.
Thump, thump, thump.
Thump, 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 thump,
thump,
thump, thump,
thump, thump. Yeah. Thump, thump. Keep going back to them. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
what? So Spanish.
So, I was so excited that you picked this song, because I've been waiting for you to sing this. I've been waiting for, like, anybody to sing this with music. I want to sing this eventually with music. I love this song so very, very, very much. Anyways, I digress. I thought you were very good on it. I don't know. I thought that there was a couple of points, again, in that break between, because the thing that is hard about this is that you have to go through that break between your head and your chest. And I thought that you could have hit the head voices a little solider and stronger. The head voice notes seemed a little shaky at times. But other than that, I thought it was very good. Jeffers?
Oh, that was fast. I didn't expect that to come around so fast.
Bam.
Faded Phantom. I am so happy you did this because, like, I had made, like, a judge's choice list very long time ago. And, like, if you didn't drop, and if you made it to the semifinals, this is a song I would have given you. Grr.
Well, back then there would have been no karaoke for this.
That's true. Vocal cut it is. I don't know, but this, I was really wanting you to sing this, like, Ambi, and I'm glad you did. Your energy was fantastic. Your performance was great. And I liked how you put your own spin on this song, because the original Mandy Moore version and a lot of other covers I've heard, like on YouTube and other people, they do that whole little breathy thing that Mandy Moore does. Like they sing this, they sing this really peppy song a bit like calmly and soft. And I really liked how Faded like kicked it up the energy and like did her own like power on it. And I thought that was good because it made this cheerful song more cheerful and positive.
Agreed.
Let's see. I liked how the S's in your recordings were gone. Woo, because I know you worked hard on that. And if you need a effect, go Google DSer effect, DE-Esser. That will help you. Let's see. I thought some of her notes leading into that break was a little sketch. Not necessarily the ones after, in my opinion. Like, the one at the top of her chest voice sounded a little flat at times. But other than that, like, this was great, Faded. I like this a lot.
Yeah.
You're always so much fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now...
all right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break to let Zelina listen back to the three that she missed that me and Jeffers did on our own. And then we're going to talk about who the three people getting the fast pass are. The people, we're only going to say who the three people that were like the top people of the night that are getting the fast pass into the next round. Everyone else will have to wait till tomorrow to find out where they rank among the full group. We're not going to say how they were ranked tonight besides those top three.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else has to wait until tomorrow. So
sweat it out.
Yeah.
Because we are
yeah.
All right, so we will take a short intermission.
Okay, so fast passes. Zell has listened to the last three.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have.
Has listened to them. And we have come to a mutual agreement.
Yes.
On the three people who are
to be
good.
It was quite easy, too.
It was, yeah, we didn't fight that much.
No, yeah.
We didn't really fight that on these three. We had, like, two definites, and then we had to, like, him and Hall over the last one, but it became clear in the end for it. So, I guess we just go down the list of how we kind of started today. I would have been... I was first person on the episode, so I'll take first fast pass. And I'm going to give the first fast pass to Nani.
Yay!
Good job, Nani. We thought you were good.
And I'm going to... Yeah, I was going to say, like, repeat her name because I, like, someone turned a page while I was saying it. So wasn't true.
Sorry.
Stop flipping those pages. So, Nani, you have a fast pass. So, you do not have to worry about tomorrow night. You're through into round two, which, oh, should we announce round two tonight so that people can get a jump start?
I think so.
A lot of people are going to AX this week.
Well, I did. Some people had asked early. By the way, if you're, like, going on a trip or something, you should, like, ask us a few days
ahead
or something.
And it has to be a legit trip. None of this, I want to sneak.
Like, if you have a legit reason, then you can ask us, and it's a case-by-case thing. But, yeah, just let us know, and we'll see. So do you want to announce next week's theme?
Yeah, let's give out the rest of the fast passes, and we'll just announce the next theme.
And basically, these three fast passes were the three strongest songs we thought we heard tonight.
Of tonight. Not necessarily going to end up being the strongest songs in the round. I mean, we could get some strong singers tomorrow, but the strongest of tonight.
Yes. So I guess I'm next then?
Yes.
All right. So we thought the second Fast Pass winner shall be Heartless Masquerade. You are safe.
Yay!
Rude round two. Yes.
Yay! Theme to come in a moment.
Yes. And Zoe?
And I'm going to be very happy to announce the last one, and that is going to be Miss Fated Phantom.
Good job, Fated.
Yay. Woo! Yay.
To be quiet because I just got yelled at by my parents.
So you three are through to round two, which we're going to give you right now. There is an immunity going to be in the next round.
Yes.
Finally, the first immunity of the season, so... For those of you that are new, because two of these three people that have already gone through are new to VH shows. Basically, what the immunity is it's completely optional. It's due the night before the main round. And if you win it, you could turn in, you know, farting the Mickey Mouse theme the next night or burping the Mickey Mouse theme. And you would get through because you'd be immune.
You have to submit something, though.
You still have to submit. If you don't submit, you basically give up your immunity. So, immunity number one is going to be good versus bad, which means you can sing any songs as long as they're either by a good person or a bad person.
Yes. The poor opposites.
And if you need clarification, email us.
Yes, let us know. Yeah.
So basically, like, a good person song would be, like, One Jump Ahead, because it was Aladdin.
A hero.
Or, like...
A hero or a heroine.
Princesses.
And a bad... Yeah, Mulan, princesses, that would be the good side.
Rapunzel.
The flip is the bad side would be the villainous characters and the villainy sidekicky characters. And so you can go either or.
Uh-huh.
Either or, but no in between.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's going to be due on Sunday the 3rd by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like always, please don't be late. For this very important date. And then the following night, the main round, round two, is going to be live action Disney. So it can be anything live action movies, live action TV shows.
Stage.
Well, I think we could count stage, technically.
Broadway. I think it was like if it's only Broadway exclusive or Broadway version.
That's what it was. That's what we decided. Yeah. Like, all of Aida would count because it's strictly that. Or if you're looking at Tarzan, songs added for the Broadway version would count, but we're not going to count the things that were in the animated versions. So it has to have been only done in live action.
Or it had to be, like, a distinguishing version, right? Like, Little Mermaid has some that are completely different. Maybe? Sketch.
That's sketch.
Ambie likes to forget that show.
All I will remember from that show is being in standing room only and my mother just leaning over 5 minutes into the show going, Ariel's pooping out a porpoise. And just, all I will remember from that show.
Oh, dear.
That's all I could think the rest of the time is Ariel is pooping out a porpoise while on Heelys. That is how I would summarize Little Mermaid on stage.
All right.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. And I mean,
this also counts for, like, you know, Disney Channel shows like
High School Musical.
Lizzie McGuire.
High School Musical, Lizzie McGuire.
Like, hey, Xenon. Hey,
oh, I wish there were Xenon backtracks out there. That'd be freaking awesome. Vocal cut, maybe?
Oh, Xenon. I just... My mind's been blown this week.
Like, all of those. Last week.
But also, the new one, Lemonade Mouth, if anybody has seen Lemonade Mouth.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Okay.
And, one thing we are not counting at Disney Live Action, and we are not counting this ever, ever again. We let it pass for auditions, but we're not counting it again, is Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. It's not Disney, folks. Okay. They might have done an adaptation of it.
What about stuff for, like well, it, like all the stuff on the soundtracks?
If it's on a soundtrack and was in one of the Disney movies, it is okay. Like, Beyond the Sea was tonight. But that was Disney doing an adaptation of somebody else's, complete adaptation of somebody else's body of work. It was not Disney's originally. Okay. It was Rodgers and Hammerstein's. Word for word. The entire script was Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's not going to count anymore. Done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear My Own Little Corner, My Own Little Chair. I will cut a bitch.
I don't really like that song anyway. But that's just me. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Other than that, then we're good.
I think that wraps up tonight, you guys. Yes?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
It's going to be exciting to hear everybody else tomorrow night.
La.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.